Thai Finance Minister Gorm Chattikawanit is optimistic about his country, even as it struggles to recover from its worst political violence in nearly 20 years. On Wednesday, the army cleared out a protest camp that had occupied central Bangkok for 2 months in an operation that sparked rioting and arson in the city. On Friday, Gorm told foreign correspondents in Tokyo that his country is still in shock.
It may actually be a watershed. And a catalyst for genuine reform. That may see us emerge as a stronger society.
He says that a new society would begin with a new government and adds it is highly unlikely the current leadership will serve until the next scheduled election at the end of 2011. He suggests his government could hold elections in November, as the prime minister offered earlier this month, but says that is not certain.
I don't think we're in a position to be able to say with comfort that we can have a violent-free period of election campaigning by all parties across all regions in the country.
Gorm says elections will only be held under assurances that they would be free and fair, with results that all Thais could accept. Thailand has suffered a series of political crises since Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat was ousted in a military coup in 2006. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison for corruption, but remains popular among poor and rural voters who feel neglected by the country's traditional ruling elite. Gorm rejects the idea that Mr. Thaksin and his supporters triggered the protests in a fight for democracy, but he says he understands the frustration of the country's poor, especially those working in urban factories.
The quality of life of being a rural poor in a country like Thailand is much better, much higher than the quality of life of being an urban poor. And critically, there's not much to compare yourself with when you're a rural poor as compared to when you're an urban poor.
The Thai government is eager to get the country's economy back on track. While Gorm says the violence had minimal impact on the country's gross domestic product, investors wary of the protests have pulled out. He says his government needs to put its house in order so that investors return and help get Thailand's economy back on track for rapid growth. Akiko Fujita, VOA News, Tokyo.